And so the first step you need to really do is come up with a recipe, because what you'll then do is you'll buy pepper seeds to then grow out and make your hot sauce with. And you know, if there was only a place to go today where you could buy pepper seeds, right? So the first step is really to figure out what you want to grow. And you can approach this from a number of different angles. So you could grow the Scotch bonnet, go scorpion pepper, the hottest pepper you can find, and just make your hot sauce out of that. Do your own home version of Hot Ones. This is your hot sauce journey. So do whatever you want. If you want to make a one-note pepper with the hottest pepper you can find, go for it. On the other end of the spectrum, you could find a recipe. And those recipes will usually provide you with the quantities and then the types of peppers to grow. And so once you know the types of peppers to grow, you can find those seeds or plants, and then you can proceed from there. And I'll share some resources at the end where you can find recipes. You can also do what Maggie and I do, and that is that you can just use your excess peppers from year to year and make hot sauce out of it. And as long as you have a good mix of peppers, you'll get a really good hot sauce. And ours will vary from year to year because we grow different peppers from year to year. And so, but that's fine. We're certainly happy with that. Plus, once your sauce gets hot enough, does the flavor really matter all that much? And then the last thing you can do is you can try to design your own sauce. So you can vary the hotness. So if you have maybe a palate that doesn't like really spicy, you could maybe use, you know, jalapenos or poblano peppers instead to get the spice level down. Because a lot of the spicier peppers are thin-walled, you really want to add peppers that are going to bulk up your ferment. And so you'll add filler peppers, and you can vary those, and that adds additional flavor. So you could use bell peppers, you could use cherry bells, you could use Italian frying peppers. It's really what you want to grow in terms of your flavor. And then lastly, you can add other things to maybe make it sweeter. You could smoke some peppers and then ferment that to give your sauce a little bit of a smoky note. And so really the sky's the limit. Just if you're going to make your own hot sauce and you're trying to come up with that recipe, make sure you write it down so it's reproducible. But the goal really in this process is to figure out what peppers you want to grow. And so on the growing side of things, you can go in two different directions. You could simply go to the nursery, buy pepper plants, put them in the ground, and grow those. Again, this is your pepper journey, and so if that's easier for you or you don't have time to start seeds, totally fine. But one of the problems is that you may not find the variety of pepper you're looking for at your local nursery. And so growing plants from seed gives you a bigger variety of what you can grow. And so